There are more things that we can be thankful for than we even realize. For example, there's a list of things that I have and this fella came up with, and I think that makes sense to me. Be grateful for automatic dishwashers. They make it possible for mother to get out of the kitchen before the kids come back for between meal snacks. Be grateful for husbands. Who attack small repair jobs around the home. They usually make them big enough to call in the professionals who will do it right. Don't sit down. Be grateful for children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. There's such a joy to have around that you hate to see them go home to their own parents. At Thanksgiving in particular, be grateful for smoke alarms, because they let you know when the turkey's done. Thankfulness. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we? Don't we? Amen? We do. We have so much to be thankful for. I'm convinced that we really shouldn't need a Thanksgiving holiday to thank God, because I think that we should be thanking Him always. Amen? Thanksgiving Day, time for feasting. So many ways to celebrate thankfully. One has started a composition entitled What I'm Thankful For on Thanksgiving. Little Timothy wrote, I'm thankful that I'm not a turkey. Maybe there's some things you're not. You're thankful that you're not today. I want to talk about why be thankful. Why? Why be thankful? I want to tell you something. I'm giving you three things today to be thankful. This is why we're thankful, because pain produces prayer. You don't like that one. You're going, oh, good preaching. You got off to a start, Dev. Pain produces prayer. If you look at Philippians chapter 4, I invite you to turn there to Philippians chapter 4. And I want you to see some things with me. Philippians chapter 4 in the New Testament of your Bibles. I want you to see verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. How many of you right now would just welcome some peace right now in your life? Yeah. You know, you would just love to get rid of your pain, your trouble, your anxious feelings, and get that warm peace that maybe once was there. We are allowed, we are welcomed to give up every hurt, every pain, everything and anything that makes us anxious. God waits for us to hand it over to Him. Now, to me, that's a reason to be thankful, because God awaits. He waits and He welcomes us to hand over our pain. He says, I'm waiting for you to hand over your anxiety. Now, how many here have ever been anxious? All right, you're anxious right now, you're going. God's word explains that whatever pain we're walking through, whatever hurt we may be experiencing, whatever we're anxious about, our finances, our family situation, our job, whatever gives us anxiety, we're to place before God with thanksgiving. We're to thank God. We are to thankfully present to God our requests. I love that. I like how the Message Bible puts it. Put it up there. It's coming. Don't fret. Don't worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Pray. All else fails, pray. I think what occurs is we hold on to our anxiety. We say, God, here it is. And then he takes it, and then we try and grab it back. Hold on. I believe that's why we're called with thanksgiving. Thankfully, I'm giving it away. It's like when you get the new puppy in the house, and you're the one who always has to walk the dog and feed the dog. Your kids are like off doing something else. You're thankful when the dog, you have to give it away. It's what we're called to be thankful. Hand it over. Give our request to God. I tell you then, you receive the promised peace that comes from God. Because so often we hold on to our anxiety and you would call it to God. Take it, God. How can you have peace when you hold on to it and God's just trying to pull it and you're trying to pull it back? The Bible has a word for that. It's called double-mindedness. F.B. Meyer said this. He said, the greatest strategy in life is not unanswered prayer, but unoffered prayer. Prayer. Have you ever thought of that? Prayer is an offering to God. Ever thought of that? But unfortunately, most times it's only through pain that we pray. We pray when we hurt. We pray when we're anxious. We pray when our finances aren't the way we want them to be. We pray when we're in family turmoil. We call out to God and we cry out to Him when we're in pain. And even if God doesn't do exactly the thing that you're asking for, why don't you just get a little broader view and maybe you're asking for something and God has something better for you in mind? Say, well, wait a minute. God, you didn't give me what I wanted. Turn that around and say, then you must have something better in mind. I don't care what it looks like. I know you have something better for me, God. You know, we talked about this last week. It's pretty easy to get negative. It's pretty easy to get down and not get back up again. You look at your circumstances and you're just kind of going down and down and down. And my brother used to say this several times throughout the day. He used to say, get down and get back up again. And I was a kid. As a very young child, very, very young child, not too long ago, to me that meant get down and get back up again. And I used to do that every time he'd do it. He'd say, get down and get back up again. So I'd go like this, you know. But you know what he was doing? He was talking himself out of a bad attitude. Get down and get back up again. When you're walking through pain, it's very hard to have the right attitude. It's very difficult to have hope. But God wants more than anything to give you peace and victory. Have you handed Him your pain? Have you given Him your hurt? Have you allowed Him to handle your circumstances, your health, your job, your finances, your family? Have you handed over whatever anxious thoughts and worry that you have today? Have you handed it over to God? With thanksgiving, have you handed it to Him? God, thank you. Thank you that you've taken it from me. Time and time again, God has given me His peace and I want it. And the more that you give up the anxiety to God, the more peace from Him that you get. That's why I'm thankful. Why be thankful? Because pain produces prayer and prayer produces peace. If you look here, and these are verse 7, and the peace of God, which we can all understand, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You can't give up your anxiety without praying. And through prayer, you get the lift you need. You talk to God about it. Be honest. You honestly talk to Him and you say, God, I'm honest with you right now. This is how I'm feeling. You let Him know how you feel. And then with thanksgiving, enjoy that He's listened, that He's heard. And thank God that He's the lifter. He's the lifter of our soul. God wants to lift your spirits today. God wants to help you to get rid of the heaviness, the depression, the discouragement, the despair. God wants you to believe something right. God wants you to believe that you can overcome your pain, that you can overcome your failures. God wants your anxiety today. Whatever it is. Instead of asking why the help hasn't come, the person, when you pray, learns to look carefully at what is actually going on in his or her life and begins asking, could this be the help He's providing? Never thought of this in terms of help, but maybe it's help. In prayer, you hope in God, says the Bible. God wants to restore your hope today. You know, hope has everything to do with our attitude. Hope is having a peace about everything that happens in life, no matter what it is, and we're shocked at the outcome of it. In fact, Rudyard Kipling, he was, how many of you know who Rudyard Kipling is? How many of you people read? How many of you watch TV? Okay. Maybe you ever heard of The Jungle Book? How many of you just can't raise your hands? Okay. But, you know, I'm getting hot preaching. You can go home and you can say we had a hot preacher today. There we go. Whew, is it smelling? Anyway, here we go. Rudyard Kipling, he was a great writer, and he was a great poet, whose writings we've all enjoyed. I mean, unlike many old writers, Kipling was one of the very few who had an opportunity to enjoy his success while he lived. And he was also, he made a great deal of money at his trade. And so one time a newspaper reporter came by up to him and said to him, "Mr. Kipling, I just read that somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to over $100 a word." And Mr. Kipling, I mean, he raised his eyebrows. He said, "Really? Wow. I wasn't aware of that." And the reporter cynically reached down into his pocket and he pulled out a $100 bill and he just laid it there and he said, "Here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now, you give me one of your $100 words." Just laid it, sat it right down there. Mr. Kipling looked at that $100 bill for a moment, picked it up, looked at it, he folded it up, put it in his pocket, and he said, "Thanks." Attitude. Peace cannot come without prayer. Prayer is what leads us to peace. Philip Yancey, he said it well when he said this: "As a farewell gift, the Prince of Peace presented to us the one thing we most need in a turbulent planet: peace. My peace I leave with you," said Jesus. "I give it to you." There are people you can think of right now who have this kind of outlook in their life. They just know that he's the Prince of Peace, the giver of all peace. And they come to him and they come in prayer and they just know the peace of God just overwhelms them. Right? Amen? You see, we need to pray. We need to spend quality time rooted, searching with God. And when we get that, then all of a sudden we start getting the peace. And that's why I'm thankful. Why be thankful? Because pain produces prayer, prayer produces peace, and peace produces praise. Look at this verse. Verse 8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Wow. Think about such things. This is this one family. Thanksgiving Day was approaching. Family received a card picturing a pilgrim family on their way to church. And Grandma showed the card to her young grandchildren and she remarked, she said, "Look, see this? See the card? The pilgrim children liked going to church with their parents. It's for you guys to see." "Oh yeah?" her grandson replied. "Then why is Dad carrying that rifle?" I can almost describe for you what we think about Sundays. I believe I can because I'm human. Does this tie look okay? Hey, kids, is this tie all right? "Yeah, it's okay, Dad. Or should I wear this other tie?" "Dad, the tie is fine." "Well, what's wrong with the tie?" "Nothing's wrong with the tie. We said it's fine." "Yeah, but it's the way you said it." "Hon, do you like my dress? Do I look good in this dress? How's this? Do I look okay?" "Yeah, you look fine. You look great." "No, really, seriously. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you look great." "No, I want the truth. Yeah. Are you going to be long today? Because I don't want to. I got the stuff in the oven, and it's going to be burning at 12 noon. I hope he's not long today. I hope he's not going to be long. I really hope. You think he's going to go overtime? You know what? This room is a mess. You guys have to clean these rooms up when you get home from church. But we try so hard, Father. No, really. You got to clean these rooms up. You got to. And then you pile into the car, and all the way you're. You're quiet back there. You guys are making way too much noise. Hey, are you chewing gum? Or is that a candy in your mouth? And then we pull up in the driving parking lot over here, and we pull up, and as we're pulling up. We get our church face out. We come in and we sing the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Then we get back in the car. Is that a gum? You're chewing gum. You chew gum all in church, didn't you? You're lying in church. Why did you laugh? So we come in, we sing praises. We say, oh, I'm here and I'm praising God. What are you thinking about? We read the words, and our minds are somewhere else, far from God. In fact, a lot of you, you're sitting there right now, you're looking like you're tuned in. Really, your mind's on a hamburger. You've left, and you've gone to Wendy's, and you're eating a spicy chicken. Think! We can think about such honorable, good things. You know, you can't keep a negative attitude very long when you start being thankful. And I found that when I start being thankful, I begin to live expecting. I look forward. I look longingly into where I'm heading. In fact, when I take my anxiousness to God, I realize that God has blessed me to the point where my brain can't even hold it anymore. Because I'm so blessed. Amen? How many of you are blessed? Right on. You don't even need this sermon today. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Dev, we know that brain can't hold much more. Never mind. God wants to bless you. He wants to give you his peace exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what you can ask or think. He wants to live us to live the abundant life. Look what follows at the end of verse 9. The end of verse 9 says, and the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. See, God wants you to understand that something good is right there for you if you come and you just give him your pain and your hurt, the turmoil in your life. He gives you the peace. And your peace turns into praise. See, I can think that way all I want to. But the enemy's going to try and get me not to think that way. God is good. God is good all the time. And the devil is bad all the time. And he's going to try to dissuade you from thinking rightly. I thank God for what has happened, but I praise him for what is about to happen. See, are you looking forward to what God is doing and going to do in your life and through your life? We need to praise God. We should be up in the morning. We should say, God, this is the day that you have made. I will be sad and hate it. No. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We should get up rejoicing in God, but we get trapped in our thinking. How many of you kind of get caught up in having negative thinking sometimes? You know, your mind just wanders away from God thinking. And it is self-thinking. Play that little violin. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Get stuck in that one note. Me, 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 me. It's all about me. We reserve a little for God when we think he can get us out of where we put ourselves by playing that little one note. Me. And then the negative mouth starts. And because negative thinking usually makes its way out of here. Think about it for a moment. We think so often about people who hurt us in the past because Satan wants somebody to hurt you so that you go around the rest of your life never trusting anybody else because somebody hurts you, and then what happens? You just run into person after person after person. It just hurts and hurts and hurts and hurts. And same way. Devil finally gets you convinced. I told you. I told you there's nobody in this world that you can trust, ever. He can sour you in life. That's just one example. But you got to say, no, that's subject to change. You got to say, no, I'm giving this up. I'm letting it go. I'm giving it to God. Look at this Pickles cartoon. It makes sense. When it comes up, it'll make sense. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Chris. Just jump to the next one. There we go. So you're saying, no, back. So you're saying everything else I've ever painted is trash. Wait. Okay. No, wait. Okay, we're losing it here. Okay, back. Where are you going? Okay. Very nice. I believe that's the best thing you've ever painted. So you're saying everything else I've ever painted is trash. I'm glad I didn't tell her that she's looking nice today. Okay, we almost got that. It's amazing how much we think. But if you can't praise God for it, you shouldn't be thinking it. Whatever's true, we often make up untruth. Whatever's noble, we often don't think very nobly. Whatever is right, we often don't know the truth, so we don't know what's right. We often think wrongly. Whatever is pure, I won't even go there. Whatever is lovely, oh. Whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You know, I've said it before, character is built when you do the right thing, when it's hard to do the right thing. You know, when it's hard to say positive things when negative things are going on? You know, when it's hard to not murmur and complain when you're not getting your way? You know, when it's hard to come in and sing those praise songs with all your heart when you just had a major disappointment on your way to church? But that's when character is developed in here. And that's why we need to be thankful. See, Mother Teresa, she said this. She said, sometimes a good feeling from inside is worth much more than a beautician. What are you feeling inside today? What is right in here in your heart? How are you thinking? What are you thinking? Are you thinking about the turkey burning in the oven? Or are you thinking about the blessings of God upon your life? Be careful about what occupies this space in your head, because it will greatly determine what you'll become tomorrow. That's why I'm thankful. I'm thankful because I can think properly. I'm thankful because I can receive the peace from God, and I'm thankful because I can come to Him with anything, be completely honest with Him, hand it over to Him. And He takes it, and He makes something wonderful out of us when we do that. Praise God. With newness every morning, enjoy Him. Present your request to Him with thanksgiving. Salma, I'm going to ask you to come and play, and I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I want you to think for a moment about where God is taking you. I want you to think about the journey that God has for you. I want you to think about where your heart is before God. How are you thinking about yourself? How are you thinking about your life? How are you thinking about who God is? Do you praise Him today? God goes before us, says the Bible. Are you praising God for what He has already done for you? maybe this morning you've allowed things to get in the way from you praising God, from enjoying Him. And maybe today you need to come and you say, God, I'm presenting these to you, this anxiousness, this overbearing presence that I have, this worry, God, I just give it to you today. Because I can't handle it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Giving you my pain, God. I'm giving you my health, God. I'm giving you my family, Lord. I'm giving you my finances. I'm giving to you, God, everything that gets in my way from thinking about what's right. I'm handing it to you. And God, may you receive the glory. May you receive the glory. Just quietly, while every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Maybe you want to sing that to Him this morning. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Sing that in your heart and talk to Him. Say, God, I really want to praise you today. I really want to praise you. We're going to put the words on the screen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And sing it to Him. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now you sang that to Him, but did you sing it in your heart to Him? Keep playing, someone. Just did you sing it like? Did you sing it because you really mean it, or did you sing it thinking, "Oh, I wonder how the turkey's doing. Oh, I wonder when it's going to be over today." Ah, he took off his jacket during the service. Can't believe he did that. Or did you sing to Him? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Let's sing it. Praise God, from whom all standing flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Father, we do praise you above all else. Really, Lord, there's nothing else to praise. You are worthy of all praise. All glory and honor to you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Before you go, why don't we be seated one more time? I'll let you know about a couple of things that are going on in the life of FBC before you go out to the back. If you're a visitor this morning, you might want to fill out a visitor card if you're in the area and you're just visiting for the first time. We'd love to contact you and welcome you into the family of First. Also, after the service, you have to meet the lifeblood of this church, and that's you. And so you're welcome to go for some coffee and some fellowship and maybe some cookies and such in the back. A couple of things to note this week, though. Corey Doak will be here live in concert a week from Wednesday. Tickets are prepared. I'll be happy to meet you at the back in the foyer right after the service. Even if you weren't prepared to come for this, we've got the price is $20 a ticket. Even if you know that you're coming and you didn't come prepared to grab tickets today, just come let me know how many people are coming so that we can get a feel for how many chairs we have to put into the gymnasium for the concert. So Corrie Doak tickets are available. Also, if you're new to First Baptist Church and your name has never made it into our directory, our office manager, Kate, is working feverishly on printing up a new directory for this year. And are you going to be in the foyer as well? Okay, there's Kate. All right, if you'd like to meet her there and give your vital statistics, she will record them. All right. Also, is somebody in the back? Gran, Muriel, could you lift up one of those boxes for us and wave it feverishly? This is a shoebox. And we are delighted to be able to attempt to fill. I don't know how many are there. Do you know? 50 of them. We want to fill every one of those to overflowing and send them around the world. So if you can take those boxes home today, how long do we have to fill them? Also, we'd like to invite you to pray for the Pease family. Reed lost his brother in the past week, and we'd like to be praying for him and his family. And unfortunately, our congregation this morning loses one of its close friends, Paul. Paul White is in the front here, and he's the third one in. His head is a little shiny, and there's a good smile. Paul is heading to Regina, and he's been a vital link in our congregation. And so please greet him, bless him, and maybe pray with him, hug him as we finish our service. Now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance or his smile upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go with the Lord.